see right there. What is the name of that song? Maybe I can get some help with this guy on the telephone. Sir, can you tell me the name of the song I just got through playing?
I believe it's called When You Say Nothing at All.
Yeah, can you tell me who sings that?
I sing it. I'm Keith Whitley. Well, you have got good timing. I got to tell all the folks listening that you did not know that I was going to be calling at this particular time, and I just happened to call while you were playing my records. And I'll tell you what, it sure makes me feel good to call up here when my records being played.
Yeah, well, this was just totally coincidental. This must be my lucky day or whatever.
Hey, it's my lucky day.
Well, you know, we were just talking here, a few minutes ago, and whoever you like in sports, I like, and we were talking about how we both thought that, you know, Michael Spinks is going to beat Mike Tyson.
Right.
Oh, we were real right on that one, weren't we?
I was already planning. We had been working the area, and I was going to come by your house because you had it set up to where you were going to be watching it and having a little party and everything.
Mm-hmm.
So I said, I'll call you after the show. So we called, and the fight was already over. And the World Series is going about the same way.
Oh, yeah. I knew right away. I should have consulted you before this happened because I knew that if we were both for Oakland, they wouldn't have a shot. Not going to have a shot. Hey, listen, I'll tell you what. Well, things are going great for you. Of course, you had your first number one here a while back with Don't Close Your Eyes. You got to be happy about that.
Well, I sure am, Coyote. We're having a real successful run right now. And I'll tell you what, we really appreciate the help that you've given us. Because I was driving, a lot of folks may not know this, about 2 years ago, I was driving through the area, and I was listening to WAMZ, and I heard you say, I'm going to play you my favorite song that's out by anybody right now. And you played Miami, Miami. And you've been a tremendous help to me in that area, and I really do appreciate it.
Well, you've made some great records, and of course, a lot of the records that you've came out with have been my personal favorites myself. But I tell you, I was talking to a guy who works in the building that we're in. There's, a lot of different, well, it's not only us, but we have, a TV station here, and we have some people here called Louisville Productions.
Right.
And talking to a guy, and he said he was recently in Nashville, and he was down there, and he was one of the guys that was filming your brand new video.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We just did a couple new videos and finally got to shoot them in Nashville. We've been going all over the country to do them, and we finally got to do a couple of videos in Nashville. We shot the one for When You Say Nothing at All, and also another song from the album that hadn't been released as a single yet. So we did a couple there in Nashville, and it was neat to finally get to work in town for a change. The video for Don't Close Your Eyes, we went all the way to Austin, Texas to do that one. So it was neat to finally get the chance to work in town.
How long did it take you to do both videos, anyway?
Well, we did, usually, if you can get started early, and you have the script and everything all worked out and know exactly what you're going to do, you can shoot a video a day. So we worked 2 days on the last two videos, but now we're talking two full days. We're talking like starting 5:30, 6 o'clock in the morning, and going until very, very late at night with very few breaks in between. So it is hard work, and ideally, I guess it would be better, if you could set aside a couple or 3 days for each video. But with my schedule like it is right now, it's just really hard to do that.
You mean to tell me you can't shoot those videos in 5 minutes?
It kind of seems like you should be able to, but I'll tell you what, it's unbelievable.
I bet it is.
The amount of footage that they shoot, I mean, it's just incredible. There were a lot of scenes shot for When You Say Nothing at All that were, never used. And that video came out as being such a simple video, which, I liked it real well. And I'm sure people think, well, I bet it didn't take long to film that. But, God, it took all day. And, I had to be down there. The scene in that where you see the sunlight shining through the window on my motorcycle, that had to be shot at 7 o'clock in the morning to get the sunlight just right. So I'm riding my motorcycle downtown at 5 o'clock in the morning, taking it upstairs in this elevator. So there's a lot more work goes into them, really, than people realize.
Well, I can imagine. Well, let me ask you now, are you getting ready to do anything more in the studio here soon?
We're just right now starting to look for songs, and I think we'll probably be going in the studio either March or April. I'm going to try to take a lot of the month of December to write some songs for the next album. And we're probably looking at three more singles, so we're not going to be rushed in any way. We're probably looking at three more singles from this album. So we're just now starting to look for songs. I'm bringing some tapes out and listening to them on the bus and starting to write again. And hopefully, I want to have a few more original songs on the next album, but we're probably looking at either a March or April recording schedule.
Let me ask you something here real quick. It was this time last year that you had a big hit here in Louisville, Would These Arms Be in Your Way?
Right.
And I know a lot of folks went out, got the LP, and they said, wait a minute. Where is it? Where is it? Now, can you tell me... The reason why, well, you were saying, wherever that song was played, it was a pretty big hit, but when the LP came out, there was No With These Arms Being Your Way. Can you give us the reasoning behind that?
Okay, as you said, the song in the areas that did play it, it did real well. There are certain areas, for example, Louisville, Oklahoma City, some cities, that's been the biggest record I've ever had. But the song nationally didn't do well enough for the record company to feel like the song should be on the album. But I did talk them into including it on the CD. So for all those folks who have been looking for a way to buy Would These Arms Be in Your Way, if you have a CD player, buy the CD instead of the album or the cassette, and Would These Arms Be in Your Way is on the compact disc.
Well, all right, we clarified that, because yeah, and when I said, oh, it's gotta be, he said, no, it's not.
I told him, I said, my fans are absolutely going wild looking for some way to buy Would These Arms Be in Your Way. I said, can you at least put it on the CD?
Mm-hmm.
I said, sure, we'll do that. So, actually, with the CD, they're getting a bargain, because most CDs only have the number of songs that are on the album. We included about 3 or 4 extra songs on this compact disc. So, I think instead of 9 songs, we have something like 12. And
Ooh.
With These Arms Being Your Way is one of them. So, I would strongly urge people, if they don't have a compact disc player, to go out and buy one. I'm sure you can probably tell them a good place to go buy one, and then go buy the Keith Whitley compact disc, and you will get Would These Arms Be in Your Way, in addition to Don't Close Your Eyes.
Boy, what a salesman, man. What a salesman right here. Good gosh. I get mine for free, and I'm already go out and buy 4 or 5. You know what I mean? Just like I say. Well, listen, I tell you, you're going to be in LeBeau's tomorrow night, 11 in Junction.
I sure am. I'm going to be there, and I wish you could be with us, but I understand you have a previous commitment, and I understand that, but we want to invite all the folks, and a lot of my friends. I have so many friends in the WAMZ listing area, and I want to invite all those folks to come out and be with us at LeBeau's tomorrow night.
Well, I appreciate that, and like I said, if I wasn't doing my deal tomorrow night with old Pee Wee King and the boys from the St. Vincent de Paul Center, I'd be right there with you.
You know, the last time we were at LeBeau's was the very first time that I sang Don't Close Your Eyes on stage.
Really?
We had just recorded it, and I said, let's work it up and do it on stage and see how the crowd likes it. And, you know, a new song, especially to an audience in a club where people are there to get a little rowdy and have a good time, a lot of times it's really hard to get people to listen to a new song, especially a ballad. We did that song that night, and the people applauded so much we had to sing part of it again. And I knew we had something when that happened. But that was the very first night that we sang the song on stage.
Well, number ones don't lie, do they?
They sure don't.
They sure don't. Keith, I tell you what, thanks for again joining us this afternoon. And again, best of luck in the future. It looks like your career is off to just a fantastic start.
Well, you played a big part in that, and I appreciate it. And I want to come and play for the folks in Louisville this summer.
Okay, good. And I'll invite you to town before Mike Tyson's next fight, so we can we can pick the other guy, and you can miss it again, okay?
Thanks, Coyote.
All right,
I appreciate it.
Thank you so much, Keith.